it like 15 years ago.
This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. And remember, this is your final word in small business. For those of you keeping track, this is now show number 433, and this episode is provided by Nextiva. They're your answer to all the business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also provided by Alibaba. We're having a groundbreaking conference for small business owners called Gateway 17 on June 21st to June 22nd in Detroit. Well, small business owners are increasingly worried about the economy. The last great recession ended in October 2009, which means, according to the cycle, we're probably due for the next one fairly soon. To tell us what we need to know to prepare is Dan Blatt. He's a graduate of Brooklyn College and Harvard Law School. He's been working for, writing about government agencies and policies for more than 50 years. He probably has his hands on more parts of the belly of the government beast than anyone outside the General Accountability Office. He's got a new book out called Understanding the Great Depression and Failures of Modern Economic Policy, The Story of the Heedless Giant. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on the show, Barry.
So the last recession ended in 2009. Usually there's, 7 or 10 years between cycles? Should we start to worry?
That's not a very good way of judging the business cycle, even though it's not exactly false either. You really have to look at the details of what's happening to judge how things are going.
So what is your assessment about what's going to happen, I guess, in the economy? Should we be preparing for another recession?
We've had this type of – people are talking about the current situation as being unique, but it really isn't. We had the same type of monetary policy way back in the 1920s when the Federal Reserve was controlling interest rates and suppressing interest rates. And we had asset price inflation without consumer price inflation. And we had a situation where the Federal Reserve was sterilizing the inflow of reserves so that we didn't have the consumer price inflation, but that process pushed up asset prices. And the 1920s monetary policy situation is very similar to what we have today. We had 7 years of booming prosperity before 1929, and everybody was lauding the Federal Reserve because of how wonderful they were guiding our monetary policy.
So, Dan, so you say that the monetary policies before the Great Depression are similar to monetary policies we have now, and also, trade wars also contributed to the Great Depression. Of course, you know, Donald
Very
Trump
is
threatening trade wars. So are you saying that there are the environment right now that we could enter another Great Depression?
Well, you put your finger on the key difference. A lot of the other bases for the Great Depression have actually been recreated. The world is once again deep in debt, and a lot of it is denominated in dollars. Emerging markets are gorging on dollar-denominated debts. But we have a globalized world now rather than a trade war world, and you cannot have another Great Depression in a globalized world. We can have other kinds of problems, but it's not something that the economy can ever recover from because it will not have the features, especially the trade war, of the Great Depression that absolutely destroyed markets.
So do you fear another Great Depression or a Great Recession, or that's something that you don't think is going to happen in the next 5 years?
Well, it shouldn't happen until we get the Fed's basic interest rates north of 3%. These quarter-point increases are practically meaningless unless they pile up to a point where we get to a significant level. If anything happens before then, it'll have other causes rather than the monetary policy. So you can't be complacent. But a serious recession based on monetary policy looks like it's at least a couple of years away. Although what's going to happen abroad, I don't know. There's a lot of weakness abroad in emerging markets, and they may be impacted sooner.
So with the, you know, with the recent naming of a special counsel, you know, to investigate what happened during the election, it seems to have really derailed a little bit Wall Street. Are you concerned about those kinds of things could really have an effect on the economy and cause a recession?
Well, giving it to the special counsel means that nothing's going to happen for at least 6 months, maybe a year. These things take a lot of time. But you do still have congressional investigations, which could generate headlines. And, of course, Donald Trump can't keep his mouth shut, so just about anything can happen on that front. I don't think we can worry about that because there's no way of telling what's going to happen there.
We're talking with Dan Blatt. He's the author of Understanding the Great Depression and Failures of Modern Economic Policy, the story of the heedless giant. So if we don't know what's going to happen, what is a small business owner to do? Should they prepare or just assume there's going to continue to be economic prosperity?
Well, there are a lot of problems that Trump and Ryan are trying to take care of, actually, and we have to root for them to succeed on the economic front. They're trying to strip away the vast burden of regulatory red tape that was imposed by the Obama administration. 80,000 pages of additional regulations per year. The economy is certainly not going to function well with that. And Trump has already had some success with legislation, trimming back some of that regulation. They're trying to do a lot of things that will strengthen the economy so that when the interest rates do get to realistic levels, the economy may be strong enough to withstand them. But that we must wait and see how successful they're going to be with that.
So given this environment, what do you think a small business owner should do to prepare?
My basic advice now for over 10 years is that every businessman and business entity must be able to withstand a recession as deep and difficult as the 1980-1982 recession, which hit us under Paul Volcker when he was trying to eliminate all of the excesses of the Keynesian inflationary morass of the 1970s. 1980-1982 is a better analogy to the dangers that we may face than people trying to scare the crap out of people by saying we're going to have another Great Depression. You cannot have another Great Depression in a globalized world, but these other kinds of problems can and probably will arise from some time in the future.
So, Dan, how do you prepare for that?
Well, you've got to take a look at your leverage. How much you're leveraged? Have you got your finances in order now while interest rates are relatively low? I know that for small businessmen, especially, their credit is not on the longest term basis. So even at low interest rates, you can't leverage up too much because you may have difficulty turning those debts over at some time in the future. You really have to think in terms of a serious recession like 1980, 1982, and make sure that you can survive it because the economy is inherently strong. The economy is inherently resilient. You should have faith in the economy. But you have to be strong enough yourself to survive over these bumps so you can take advantage of the recovery periods.
And, Dan, does it have to do with making sure that you have enough free cash flow in your business to survive the bumps?
Well, of course, each businessman knows best what he needs for in free cash flow to manage his inventories in that situation. But you don't have to leave the cash lying around in the office safe. You can put it into some investments that are reasonably liquid. I wouldn't get paranoid about this sort of thing, but you do have to take precautions along those lines.
Well, Dan, I really appreciate you being on the show. Where can people get in touch with you?
My webpage is www.futurecast, that's plural, futurecast.com. And my email address is blatt2@futurecast.com.
Dan, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Barry.
So coming up, can you be a star for your clients? How to reach stadium status. This is AM560, The Answer. Be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning. I'm Jeremy Scott, taking a look at your roadway. Still some big problems on the Bishop Ford inbound. We're at the Stony Island Feeder. All three lanes are shut down with a crash. Traffic gets by on the left side. I'll be there for quite some time. So basically, the more we get in the morning and the longer that sits there, you definitely might want to start thinking about taking 57 as your alternate. Other than that, the rest of your roadways are moving well. Don't forget, a lot of festivals taking place, including actually the Run for the Dude 5K, 10K, shutting down Stockton from the south of Fullerton until noon. Also, you will see a reroute of several buses in the area. Fullerton will also close between Lakeshore Drive and Lincoln Park starting at 7:45. MyFest shuts down northbound Lincoln from Leland to Lawrence until tomorrow morning. Looking like a very warm forecast with a slight chance of storms, mostly cloudy, temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now at O'Hare, 73, 75 Midway. That's traffic on AM560, The Answer.
Still having doubts that the mainstream media is out to get President Trump? Harvard University says coverage of this president has been 93% negative. So here's a news flash for the media. The people who voted for Donald Trump still seem to back him. So where does that put you in the overall scheme of things? Out of touch comes to mind. So does biased. So does disturbing. So here's a challenge for the once vaulted journalists in this country. Do your job. Tell the truth. Stop spinning. And keep it here for the truth. AM560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications.
Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Harris-Newon. I'm Dr. Amy and Associates. We take a team approach to your care. As an integrative and holistic healthcare practice, we look at the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. We've got a wonderfully talented team of providers, family medicine, chiropractic, traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, counselors, psychiatrists that's centered on your health and your wellness. We'll blend the best of Western medicine with the best of Eastern medicine. There's a time and a place for all forms of healing, and that's what we specialize in.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, poor customer service experiences are as rampant as ever. Just remember Dr. David Dow being dragged down the aisle of a United Airlines plane. This is puzzling to me because customer experience is the number one reason why people do business with a company. Here to explain is Philip Weiss, who heads Safe House Shaw at Work, the firm's dedicated compliance services and training subsidiary. He works with corporate executive teams and in-house legal and HR leaders to develop core value statements, compliance plans, media strategies, and training initiatives. Philip, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Barry. I appreciate it.
So why do things like Dr. David Down, United Airlines, still happen? Don't people know that everyone has a cell phone? People base what they buy on their customer experience, and folks talk. Why does it still happen?
Well, what's really remarkable about this phenomenon in general, and to your point, we've been getting huge spikes in calls from clients who not only are concerned, but are realizing they don't have a game plan in place. And a lot of it relates to just what you said, Barry. It's the lack of awareness that when these events occur, they are not a private matter, they're not a corporate matter, they're going to be a public matter, and it's really the court of public opinion that is going to be the issue, not necessarily a court of law anymore. And so it's really the social media phenomenon that people, whether it's on the corporate side or at local businesses, are not ready for.
Now, this is not an isolated experience, United Airlines. You mentioned a couple of them that you've actually dealt with, and I know that you've redacted the name for privacy, but I just think the scenarios are very interesting.
Yeah, what's the great thing about this area is companies tend to learn quickly once they've experienced the backlash. A couple of examples of that happening. One was actually a restaurant, a Midwest-based restaurant company, and they had an interesting issue with a fairly loyal customer. The gentleman came in, Barry. He was looking for his favorite meal, which he came in for regularly, which was actually the meatball hoagie, well-regarded in the community. And it happened that day they were out of this particular sandwich. I think a team of kids had come in and basically ordered virtually all the sandwiches. And knowing that this man was a regular, that he was so dead set on his favorite sandwich, one of the managers made the mistake of offering this patron half of a sandwich, basically the uneaten half of the sandwich from the next table, and they offered to add extra condiments, hoagie sauce, whatever else they wanted to make it good, and tell them we're sure it wasn't touched. And the guy was really so offended that this became the talk of the town. In fact, it became a running joke. People would come in and say, hey, is this really my hoagie, or who's going to eat the rest of my sandwich? And luckily for the company, they took on the role of being in on the joke. They promised people, no one's touched your food, this is your food alone. But the fact that they needed to develop a protocol in this case was really astonishing, but they learned quickly.
But, Philip, why does this happen? Because when you tell these stories in retrospect, they seem ridiculous. But why do these bad customer experiences keep happening?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And it relates to the fact that business owners, particularly in retail, but anytime you're dealing with the public, what they do is they tend to focus on what's happening in the moment, by and large. And they want to do a fix. They want to come up with a solution so they can move on, not realizing that this is really not about what's happening in the moment. It's also relates to what's happened beforehand. And what I mean by that, Barry, is there's always a backstory. The backstory could be the fact that the customer came in having had a bad morning, in a foul mood, already impatient. Certainly there's a backstory in terms of what happens in the workplace or in the retail store before those cell phone cameras turn on. So really, just in the same way that we have to be aware that customers have experiences that no one's going to know about, and there's nothing we can control about all that backstory stuff, we certainly can control the ending of that story. That is when things otherwise get out of control. So having a plan sort of carefully set out in advance is so critical, so you have the right people saying the right things, making the right offers as necessary, you can eliminate 90 to 95% of these issues. And by the way, it's not only what happens sort of in the moment, it's how do you handle it after the fact? What can you do in the days and weeks afterwards to re-solidify customer or client loyalty? So it's really about a thorough and comprehensive game plan.
And this is so important because studies after studies show that, people will share a good experience they have, but 10 times that number of people will share a bad experience. So the bad experiences live on forever.
Yeah, such a critical point. The reality is, with a little bit of planning, you avoid the need to continually make up for a mistake. And what's really remarkable, we found we surveyed customers whose issues were handled effectively, appropriately, respectfully, with a real sign of empathy. Their loyalty in the company, in the business, spiked dramatically. So it's not about avoiding all mistakes, since that's not going to happen. It's knowing what to do when things start to sort of turn in the wrong direction. I mean, an example of that would be if you're in an industry where you have the ability to make an offer in the moment that's going to truly make the difference, take advantage of it. And, like, for example, if you show up at a hotel and there's no hotel room available, frankly, you're probably stuck in the lobby waiting because this room's not ready until they can get it cleaned. So that's something that's hard to make up for in the moment. But if you come to a restaurant, to speak about the hoagie-type example, in a situation like that, obviously there are alternatives in terms of food that can be offered, but what if a table's not ready? You can set people up in the bar. You can give them free hors d'oeuvres. You can check on them a lot. You can start their positive experience immediately. So knowing you have a protocol and the right things to say and do is usually valuable.
And a lot of things, these, Philip, they actually cost the business almost nothing, right? And so I was once was going to a hotel. My room was supposed to be ready, and it wasn't. And I was a frequent stayer there. And they said, listen, why don't you go have lunch on us, and we'll text you when it's ready. It cost them almost nothing, but I talked about that forever.
Your example is such a valuable one, because when we've asked our clients to give us kind of a budget item, a line item of what making good on a upset customer, guest, or patron experience, what that amounted to at the end of the year, the total outlay to help people feel that we were looking out for their best interests, we have not found a client that actually could give us a number that was even remotely meaningful. In fact, they don't even really track it by and large because it's been so limited. And that question itself, Barry, has led a number of clients to think much more proactively about how they're going to do it. In fact, we've got some clients that have set up systems. One dry cleaner has sort of a what he calls a kind of comp and coupon or cash and coupon system. If somebody's clothing item is not ready, he immediately refunds or provides that item for free immediately. He also gives a half-off coupon for the next visit to his dry cleaning establishment. So he knows there's going to be very little total cost to that, but he's, so to speak, cleaning up on customer loyalty, and it's a huge lesson that many companies miss.
It's interesting because I always say that they could have provided David Dow, when he got dragged off United Airlines, they could have given him $100 million to come off the plane, and United probably would have been ahead.
Well, you know, it's interesting. A number of clients are looking at this question of, do we want to set up almost a budget for this kind of thing? Why? It's not as though we're counting on or encouraging errors to occur. That's not the goal. The goal is to make sure that our people on the ground, our managers, our regional VPs, whoever is going to be sort of the next line, know that we want them to feel free to take the next step, to make the offer. Having said that, of course, Barry, you want to build in some consistency. Because clearly you've got issues of treating customers in a way that's reasonably fair. You also want to make sure that you don't end up with rogue employees claiming they're making offers but really helping out friends. So there's ways to maintain the integrity of the organization, quality control, and keep these budgets under control.
But remember, in the end, from my viewpoint, people just a customer that's distraught, they just want to be listened to, and they just want to have some empathy. So, Philip, thanks for being on the show. Where can people get in touch with you?
They can actually just Google us by typing in Seyfarth, SEYFARTH, at work, WORK, and they'll get right to our website.
Philip, thanks so much for being on the show.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Coming up, a better way to sell. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Larry.
Larry Elder sees Democrats using members of Congress.
Al Green, another member of Congress who happens to be black, is, along with Maxine Waters, probably the two biggest voices on the Hill for impeachment.
I mean, they know these two people are hysterics.
They know that if Maxine Waters were a white Republican, people would call her unhinged. Those two people will have safe seats and they'll be reelected. So we'll just put them out there and have them yell and scream about impeachment. Can you say being used?
The Larry Elder Show. Now, on weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9, on AM 560, The Answer.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Carmen Roberts. There were three terror attacks in Britain in 3 months, the latest last night, leaving 7 dead and nearly 50 injured. Prime Minister Theresa May saying moments ago this appears to be a new trend in which terrorism breeds terrorism and which perpetrators...
by copying one another and often using the crudest of means of attack.
May also blaming the internet and people's attitudes for giving terrorists a safe space to breed. And last night, three men in a van mowed down pedestrians and the London Bridge and stabbed others. Police arrived on the scene within 8 minutes and fatally shot the three attackers. This man was there.
I'm just really impressed, actually, by the emergency responders and by how quickly the police were there.
Some of the victims are in critical condition. This is a Fox News Alert.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott. Taking a look at your roadways. Still some pretty big problems on the inbound Bishop Ford, where all three lanes are shut down at the Stony Island Feeder. This is all due to a pretty serious crash. Now, your best bet, just stay on the Bishop Ford. Hop on the left shoulder when you get to the scene. That's the only thing that you're able to do. Right now, though, we're not seeing a major delay through there anywhere around the area. That is mainly because of the light volume of traffic as you're heading out and about this morning. And this report is sponsored by Lowe's. Stop by Lowe's for great deals on all the spring projects on your to-do list. Save $10 on a Black & Decker 20-volt cordless electric string trimmer and add your now just $59. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through June 29th while supplies last, U.S. only. It's going to look like a beautiful day to get out and about. 88 is going to be the forecast high with the 71 at O'Hare, 75 Midway. Might see some rain, too. Next update's in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
If you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or interested in a side hustle, you got to listen to this. There's a first-of-its-kind conference coming to Detroit called Gateway 17. It's sponsored by Alibaba, a Chinese combination of Amazon, Google, and eBay. Gateway 17 is there to help you sell your products directly to 500 million Chinese consumers or to source from millions of products on Alibaba to sell here in the U.S. It's a two-day event in Detroit, June 20th to 21st, and speakers are going to include the founder of Alibaba, billionaire Jack Ma. And I have an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Save 75% off the registration fee. That's only $125 to attend, but you can only get this deal if you go to the page Gateway17.com and enter the code BITALK on the payment page. That's GATEWAY17.com and enter the code BITALK on the payment page. Remember, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get access to these Chinese consumers. I will see you there.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMultz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, I can say universally that small businesses want to sell more of their product or services. But what selling is really about has totally changed over the year as buyers have become a lot more sophisticated. Here to add his insight is Harry Mills, who is an internationally acclaimed author and the founder and CEO of the AHA Advantage, international consulting and training firm. He's a globally recognized expert on sales, negotiation, and presentation. He's the author of 15 business books covering business development, sales, negotiation, and persuasion. It's been translated into 18 different languages. Harry, calling all the way from Wellington, New Zealand, thanks for calling in for the show.
Lovely to be talking.
So how has really sales changed, really, where the buyer is a lot more sophisticated because they have access to a lot more information through the web?
Well, I think how to be successful at selling has changed dramatically, but I think that the real problem is the sellers really haven't changed enough to meet the way the buyer has changed the way they purchase.
So why haven't they changed, Harry? Why haven't they changed for the time?
Well, I think that basically there's never been a new model. I mean, the key to understand is there's two ways to sell anybody anything. We think there's a lot of ways, but there's essentially just two. There's a technique, the traditional way, the way we've been taught, which is called direct persuasion, that you can help someone buy something by using your reasons, your evidence, your facts, right? And that's been the way of selling. And in many ways, that's the American way. And I call it the American way because we were the first, and I spent quite a bit of time in the United States, but we founded really the discipline of professional selling. And the first people who inherited that way, they inherited a language and a way of talking, a way of spitting. And I call it the P's, right? First on the American prairies came the peddlers. Then in American history came the period of the preachers, where up to 10,000 people when American forms of religion were actually forming, were teaching. And so the peddlers and the preachers, if you like, talked from the, they were almost pulpit-style selling. And then along came the product peddlers. And basically in those days, when the people came along with a new product, they tried to keep it an exclusive process where you controlled the information. You know, the earliest form of professional selling came from a company called NCR,
right.
National Cash Register.
Right.
So they had a revolutionary form of business accounting system. You kept all the information. The client, the customer, had to come and talk to you if they wanted to hear the information about the National Cash Register. Well, as you know, Barry, it's all changed. When you've got the cell phone, and that's the new weapon, the smartphone, we spend, I was reading a book just before I started ringing you, we spend up to 4 hours flicking on our phones, and that's a weapon. That means that we can get access to an unlimited amount of information and almost an unlimited number of choices in many cases. And when we've got power, because that's what it's done for the first time in history, the consumer has got power. And it doesn't matter whether you're actually out there shopping for clothes or for a new computer or for a new jetliner, right? When you've got information and you've got a fair amount of choice, you change the way you're buying. So the second way of buying is not direct persuasion. We push back when someone tells us what to do. We hate that. But there's a better way of persuading called self-persuasion, which scientists have known about, or social scientists, for years and years and years. But the average person or the average seller, and you know, this 10% of Americans are in the sales population, are professional sellers. And it's called self-persuasion. You can actually help someone convince themselves. And that's the greatest secret of persuasion. Instead of trying to convince them with your reasons, which is direct persuasion, it's much more powerful in every case, the research shows, yes, in every case, if you help them find their reasons for wanting to say. And the reason is quite simple. When people come up with their reasons, they don't resist. And the reason they don't resist, they don't argue with their own reasons. And the reasons have come from someone they actually like and trust, which is ourselves.
Themselves, exactly. Yeah. So with the minute we have left, Harry, how do you do that? How do you practice self-persuasion technique?
Well, it's nowhere near as difficult as what it seems. People think, well, how do I get someone to convince themselves? But there are actually techniques which effectively make the brain drop its guard, if you like. Now, if I tell you a story, for example, which is one of the most common and powerful techniques, our brain is wired that when we hear someone say once upon a time, we don't push back against the teller of the story. And the reason that our brains are wired to think that people who tell us stories have got something to help. So that when we hear a well-told story, we listen to the story, we listen to find out what's happened to the character.
Harry, I got to leave you there. We're out of time. If you want to learn more about self-dissuasion, please go to Harry Mills, @HarryMills_aha. Harry, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Kennedy inbound, heavy between Augusta and Ogden with a crash. It has the three left lanes blocked. It's also causing the ramp from the express lanes to be closed. That's the exit from the express lanes into the local lanes at Ohio. That ramp is closed because of this crash. It's 21 minutes O'Hare to downtown from the junction is 11 minutes. Also on I-55 heading southbound, slows between Route 53 and Weber Road, and also on Lakeshore Drive southbound between 18th and the Stevenson, the roadway is reduced down to three lanes. Northbound lanes between 31st and the Stevenson, the roadway is reduced down to three lanes. Finally, 8094 eastbound slows between Calumet and Indianapolis. Tonight, 69 and cloudy, currently 79. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
If you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or interested in a side hustle, you got to listen to this. There's a first-of-its-kind conference coming to Detroit called Gateway 17. It's sponsored by Alibaba, a Chinese combination of Amazon, Google, and eBay. Gateway 17 is there to help you sell your products directly to 500 million Chinese consumers or to source from millions of products on Alibaba to sell here in the U.S. It's a two-day event in Detroit, June 20th to 21st, and speakers are going to include the founder of Alibaba, billionaire Jack Ma. And I have an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Save 75% off the registration fee. That's only $125 to attend, but you can only get this deal if you go to the page Gateway17.com and enter the code BITALK on the payment page. That's GATEWAY17.com and enter the code BITALK on the payment page. Remember, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get access to these Chinese consumers. I will see you there.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
I've always said that as soon as you have that first employee, you need to use a payroll service. I know this firsthand because in my last business, government officials once shut my company down because I didn't remit the proper payroll taxes in a timely fashion. Here to help is Lauren Myrick. She is head of Square Payroll, a solution designed specifically with small business owners in mind, which enables them to easily and effectively run payroll. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, can you imagine my last company, government officials were upset that when I took payroll money from my employees, I didn't remit to them in a timely fashion? I can't imagine that.
Oh, my gosh. I know. It's horrible. It's just, it happens to so many people.
They put a lock on my door. They were not pleased. So what are some of the complicated elements for new entrepreneurs, especially if they have virtual employees in a lot of different places?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that surprises a lot of people is that there's a ton of regulation responsibilities around starting a new business, and even more when you become an employer. So it means a ton of paperwork and deadlines like you've had experience with firsthand. And so it's really important to get organized early, make a system that works for you and you can commit to from the get-go, because you'll need to stay on top of things like required employee documents, federal and local labor laws, and all of your tax payments and filings. And this becomes even more complicated when you have virtual employees who may be employees living in many different states.
Right, because all those states have different rules. Even the municipalities, like if you live in New York City, they might even have some kind of local tax, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So that's one of the common mistakes I see people make, is that they don't realize that things like overtime, double time, and labor laws are actually state-specific or even sometimes city-specific. And so it is really important to stay on top of that as soon as you bring on your first employee to avoid things like fines and getting in trouble later on.
And this, as I said from the outset, this is not something that you really want to screw around with, because you really are, if you take money from your employees or you don't take money from your employees, you really could be personally liable for this, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And so that's another thing that people really need to remember, is that when you go to hire your first employee, you register as an employer, and there's a lot of responsibility and regulation around that.
So talk about the responsibility.
Yeah, so once you register as an employer, you're responsible for doing things like remitting tax payments and filings on time. You're also responsible for making sure that you have things like your employer ID in place before you go to bring on your first employee. So I recommend people, when you're planning to bring on that first employee and you're all excited, it's important to really start early the registration process and to get all of the required things in place ahead of time before that first employee shows up. Another thing people forget about often is workers' compensation insurance. When you hire that first employee, you're now required to have that insurance in place right away.
Yeah, I mean, what's really fast... Go ahead, Lauren.
I was going to say that another area I see people make a lot of mistakes around is making sure that they're staying on top of overtime and double time requirements for their employees. Again, something that's state specific, but there are a lot of products and services out there that can help. So one of the things we focused on a lot at Square Payroll is we looked at all of the areas where small businesses were making mistakes and where it was costing them a ton of time and money and things like fines, and we really focused on those areas first. So one of the really important things about our product is that we're integrated with time card solutions, so that things like overtime and double time are calculated automatically based on where your employees are. So virtual or otherwise, it's one less thing you have to worry about. So I recommend people look for solutions that take care of a lot of this stuff on the back end for them so they don't have to think about it.
And Lauren, this is a really important point, because there are so many laws around this, so many labor laws around this, and you really can't screw around with when you pay your employees, how much you pay, because if you don't pay them right or on time, there could be huge penalties that rack up.
Absolutely, yeah. So I often see businesses falling behind on tax payments and filings. And you're right, tax deposits can be due sometimes even monthly or biweekly or even the next day, depending on your city and state. And late payments do come with penalties and accrued interest. So one of the things I found really shocking is that there is actually more payroll fines in the U.S. than there are small businesses with employees.
Wow.
And these fines add up to $4.5 billion in losses every year.
That is unbelievable. The other thing that's hard for small business owners to really understand is, what is the difference for them between hiring an employee, having an independent contractor? Because that's a huge issue in the news.
Absolutely, and it's a really confusing topic for small businesses. So hiring contractors really can make sense if you're looking for greater flexibility or if you're hiring help for a specific project. So let's say you're a bakery and you're thinking that you want a brand new version of your website, but you don't necessarily have a position for a long-term web developer on your team. So this would be a great area to hire a contractor who would come in for the duration of the project. They would launch this great new website for you, and then they would move on. As opposed to if you want to hire, you know, a manager for all of your hourly employees, you would really want to hire a W-2, long-term permanent employee, and that manager would become part of your permanent long-term team.
And there really are specific rules around this, right? Where they work, whose tools they use, who supervises them. Isn't that correct?
That's true, yes. And it's really important to make sure that you're categorizing contractors and employees correctly. But most often, the role and the work you are hiring for will determine if they fall into 1099 contractor or W-2 employee status. And if you need help with this, the IRS has great guidelines posted on their website, and it's totally worth it to go do a quick check there to make sure you're categorizing them correctly.
And, Lauren, what I really want to stress is that it's easy to get started with a payroll service like Square. It doesn't cost a lot of money, and it saves you just so many headaches.
It does, yes. And I think for new businesses, it's sometimes the headaches that they don't see coming. I think listening to people who've run businesses before and who've personally faced a lot of this sort of heartache around making some of the mistakes here is a great thing to do to avoid having to sort of relive all of that yourself.
All right. If you want more information, go to www.squareup.com or go to Twitter at Square or Facebook.com/Square. Lauren, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, an entrepreneur that turned $6,000 into millions. It's AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
Dr. Amy has really helped me. After experiencing a divorce in my 50s, I wasn't sure how to handle the stress and changes I was about to encounter. I needed to find a new profession since my ex-husband and I had worked together at our own company. Plus, there were other challenges with our own grown kids, family, and friends. It was wonderful to have Dr. Amy's guidance through this difficult situation. She kept me on track and assured me I was thinking correctly. She made a very hard time easier, and I will forever be grateful. If you're going through some hard life struggles, I would highly recommend Dr. Amy and Associates.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
You know, you and I are very much alike. During the many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't quite going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar? It's especially difficult for me since many of my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering. Second, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business was literally sucking the life and the money out of me. This was not exactly the way I thought it would be after reading all those books on having my own company. Well, don't worry. This is normal. Well, sort of, because during the life cycle of every small business gets stuck from time to time. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few leads for new customers coming in, and the customers you do have continue to phase. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. You'll want to get off that roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride the entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving any business forward. Over the years, I've worked with hundreds of corporate and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every business inevitably gets stuck. This is your year to get unstuck. As you journey through the Breakthrough Training Series, I'm going to show you a fast, easy, and permanent solution to get unstuck. Each of my modules includes a PowerPoint presentation, a video recording of me presenting these materials live, a downloadable lesson notes, and downloadable homework assignments. The MP3 recordings of selected interviews from some of the best known world leaders on this radio show is also included for free. Whether you learn best from watching, listening, or reading there's a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action for moving forward. So there are six modules, which I guarantee that you'll improve your sales if you utilize this system. Module one is finding new customers and growing the ones you have. Module two is finding money to manage your business because it's already there. Module three is building a team that actually lasts. Module four is to realize that customer service is now the new marketing. Module five is breaking your social media addiction. And module six is the real trick to boosting your productivity. So right now, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price of $97. You'll learn the exact step you need today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. I also want to thank our sponsors, Staples, Nextiva. I also want to thank our tremendous staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, then you got to give me a call. And I'm going to give you my private number. Get a pen, write this down, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your business ahead? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you know you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Balance of Nature's fruits.